This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Janelle Koenig is here, comedian. Janelle, mums and dads all across Perth, at this moment, leading into next week, would be getting ready for book week.
Not all mums and dads, Dave.
It starts 17th to 23rd. The theme is Reading is My Secret Power.
Apparently, but not for all mums and dads, including the mums and dads at my school, because we don't do it.
Your school does not do book week. Well, not your school. You don't go to primary school, do you?
My children's school does not participate in book week.
And how do you feel about this?
I'm devo because I love a dress up, Dave. I have got a range of wigs ready to go at any occasion. And I've got ideas. I've got so many exciting plans, but we never get to do it.
You don't do your own book week around at home and to the kids? Like, okay, you're going to be Harry Potter and you're going to be the hungry
caterpillar. We do, but the kids aren't there. I would love to do like Moaning Myrtle. Like just put the kids in like a toilet seat, you know, from sure. Harry Potter.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to do The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Dread Pirate Roberts. That'd be amazing.
Yes. I only know the movie. Is it a book?
Yeah, remember how the grandfather reads the book to the kid? It's a book. It's
yeah,
a book.
Fred Savage. One year.
Absolutely.
We want to know because book week is next week.
Yeah.
And Janelle, you've got all this built up frustration, all this passion and energy you would bring to book week for your kids' costumes. Do you have this same sort of commitment to book week? 133353. The question we want to know, how far have you gone for book week?
Yes. I've even got an idea for you, Dave. I've got an amazing costume idea for book week.
Well, we'll get to that a bit later on. It's got a long week ahead of us. But right now, 133353, how far have you gone for book week? For your kids, for yourself, you know, have you gone far and wide to seek out their costume? Have you ordered stuff from overseas?
Are you a teacher?
Are you a teacher who's gotten dressed up
absolutely.
In a full soldier's armour from, I don't
from
know,
that,
some
from the soldier
book.
Story?
133353, how far have you gone for book week? Even if you're a kid listening and you were like,
yes.
I built my own costume. I went all out. It was amazing.
The Rush Hour.
How far have you gone for book week? Because book week, it's got to be one of the favourite weeks on the kids' calendar at school, is next week.
Absolutely. And one of the favourites for the teachers as well. My cousin is a teacher, and for book week at her primary school, she dressed up as Snow White. And unbeknownst to her, her boyfriend dressed up as a knight in shining armour and proposed to her in front of the whole school.
How beautiful and embarrassing. Did she say yes?
No, just I think she
okay.
did.
Oh, that's something the kids would never forget. How far did you go for book week, Lynette in Willoughgie?
Hi. Yeah, when my son was in pre-primary, he was right into Franklin the Turtle. So I decided to make the turtle outfit. I made a green track suit with gloves that had claws on it. Then I made the shell separately, all out of material with a breastplate. So beautiful quilted breastplate in
yes.
yellow and the shell in brown. And then I painted the actual shell markings on it as well. And a red hat. And so he was Franklin the Turtle.
Oh, that is amazing. Did he sleep in it? Because my kid would have slept in that.
Oh, I know. I've still got it, believe it or not. And that, he's 23 now. and it gets talked about still to this day about, this Franklin the Turtle outfit.
Did the photos come out at his 21st birthday?
I think some of them did. Actually, my youngest son, he was right into the dress-up, so he always wore it as well. So there's plenty of those photos.
Thank you, Lynette. Beatrice in Willerton, how far did you go for book week?
I work as an EA, who is an education assistant in a primary school.
Yep.
And usually the teachers dress up together under a theme or in a specific book. And a couple of 12 years ago, the teachers from the cluster I work and I, we dressed up as the characters from the book Matilda.
Oh, classic wow. Matilda. Who were you,
Miss Honey?
I was Miss Trunchbull. So I was just walking around the school with a very grumpy face, just yelling at kids to be quiet. Why do we have kids in the world? Why? It was so much fun, and I'm thinking I'm going to do that again next week.
I think just do it every day. Why not?
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
Watch The Block, 7 p.m. Sunday on 9. That's how you get all the info you need for Block Who's There. Another 10K going off next week. We're going to hear from this week's winner after 4. But now, Janelle, quickly, yesterday I wanted to know if having a spa was a Perth thing. I think it probably is. What do you think?
We have a spa in our house.
There you go.
Indoors.
Well, it counts. Do you ever use it?
Nah, I'm scared. I'm scared of those jets. I've got long hair.
Okay, sure.
I can't relax with that thing swirling by my hair.
Well, it turns out 70% of the calls I got did have a spa. Yeah. And they were random. So it was a Perth thing. So yesterday I asked, is it a Perth thing? Today I want to ask, is it creepy?
Okay.
I was at the airport not too long ago.
Yes.
In the food court waiting for my flight to go to my gate. Yes. And I saw something which I thought was a real, real cute, a Kodak moment, if you will.
Okay.
It was a grandfather with his grandson.
Yes.
I assume. looking out over through the big window over the tarmac where all the planes are.
Beautiful. Looking at the airplanes.
They were leaning in together and you could tell the granddad was, you know, telling him what all the planes are about. And it was very cute and it was very, you know, it was just a nice moment. And I thought, I'm going to take a photo of this and go over to granddad and say, hi, look, you don't know me. I just saw what was happening. I thought it was beautiful. So I took a photo. What's your number? I'll text it to you.
Oh, okay. I get the good intention.
Creepy or not.
Yeah. I'm going to go, look, I'd hate for you to knock on my bedroom door.
But put yourself in that situation. If you were there with your daughter sharing a special moment, because how many candid photos do you get with your family members?
Yeah, no, none.
You need a stranger like me to provide it. A lonely stranger with no family who's just watching everyone else taking photos.
And recording devices. unintentionally creepy is my answer.
Okay.
Case closed.
I'm a creep.
The Rush Hour.
Now, I flew last night from Melbourne back home to Perth because I was attending a funeral in Melbourne. And you know when you've got a couple of hours to kill, so you pop to the food court, get a bit of a bite to eat, to, you know, maybe charge your phone, that kind of thing. So I was sitting at a table at the Melbourne Airport food court.
Maybe take a photo of a grandpa and his grandson.
Perhaps, if it's a moment.
I love the food court at the airport, yeah.
Yeah, there's a vast array of things to choose from. What I didn't choose was the lady who was sitting next to me. Now, when I moved my objects of travel, my bags is what I'm trying to say. My bags.
You forgot the word bags just then.
Yes.
Well, yes, so you're moving your bags.
Overwhelming situation.
Yes.
I saw that she'd kicked her shoes off. And that's an iffy one for me.
Yeah, shoes off in public, full stop. You're getting very dodgy very quickly.
Yes. I get it on a plane. If you've got, say, 4 hours to fly, kick your shoes off, that's okay. But do you need to do it at the food court table? I don't know. Now, under her sneaker, she had one of those kind of socket things.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of mini socks that you can't see when...
Invisible socks.
Invisible socks.
Yeah.
So as she was watching her movie on her phone without earphones in, also rude, she pulled back one of these invisible socks and absentmindedly, and I apologise to everybody listening right now for what I'm about to say, picked the skin off her feet and flicked it on the floor, absentmindedly.
That's gross.
It's enough to put you off your burrito. I can tell you that for sure because I was eating a burrito and I was put off, Dave.
And that burrito was an airport burrito. That's an expensive burrito.
You've got that right.
But that person was being absolutely disgusting. They were being putrid.
They were being putrid in public.
We want to know, have you seen someone being putrid in public?
Can you
because
top
it
that?
Happens.
Oh, awful.
Picking skin off your foot at a food court.
Yeah.
133353, what have you seen? I mean, public transport, things happen on trains that should not happen on trains.
I've seen someone tweeze their eyebrows in the driver's seat of a car.
Well, that's not so putrid. That's just bad, not safe driving.
I think it's okay. That's still not acceptable.
133353, people being putrid in public. what have you seen? What were they doing? We will take your calls next.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Have you seen something gross in public? Someone being putrid, that's the word we keep using. Someone being feral, someone being rank.
Putrid's a fun word, though. Karen from Ocean Reef, what putrid public behaviour did you see?
Well, picture this. We're in a cafe. Our kids are in nappies at that time, many, many years ago. Yeah. And one friend decided that she was going to change her son's nappy on the table in the cafe we were in. And we were mortified and stood up and walked out.
This was a friend? You couldn't just turn to him and go, hey, that's not on. That's actually gross and unhygienic.
I actually said to her, you can't do that there. And she said,
she said, watch me.
You wouldn't want to get the baby powder confused with the chili sauce, would you?
James in Yanchep, what's a gross thing have you seen in public? What putrid thing?
Hey, guys. I don't know. About 10 years ago, I was about to jump on a cruise ship with my family in Circular Quay. We left the hotel. We wandered down, heading towards Circular Quay, and the chap at about 11 o'clock in the morning decided to drop his trolleys and go for a poo. Right outside the main gates of the Circular Quay train station.
So it was more of an oblong quay.
Oh, gosh. You know what I'm noticing? Both these stories, Karen and James, they both happened years ago. Because when you see something really confrontingly gross, it really sticks with you. Andrea and Marmion, finish us off. What gross thing have you seen in public?
Now, it wasn't me, it was my sister, but the imagery was enough for me to remember it, and I didn't even see this. But basically, restaurant, elderly couple. The gentleman had eaten a piece of cake. Mm. Once he'd finished, he handed over his denture to his wife and she picked the bits out and finished it off for him.
Okay, now, Andrea, that is gross. But in any way, didn't you find it a bit romantic that obviously they've been together that long, that they love each other so much that she will eat food off his dentures?
No, not even. As I said, I didn't see this, but the imagery in my mind that I picture is enough to just gross me out even today. And that was probably 15, 20 years ago that happened.
Well, thanks for making us grossed out too. Well done, Andrea.
Yeah, good job.
No problem.
The Rush Hour.
We were talking about gross people in public, people being putrid.
Putrid, absolutely putrid.
Janelle, my mum is obviously listening because she's texted me saying she saw a guy in his 20s flossing his teeth on the train.
Was it you?
No.
No, you're not in your 20s.
I've done plenty of putrid things, though, I'm sure my mum would say. But he shouldn't do that around my mum because, as everyone knows, you don't.
Don't f*** with Mrs. Ferrier.
All right, round 22 of the footy kicks off real soon. If you haven't got your tips and you want to do it quick.
Here's a tip for you. Go to thegame.com.au for awesome footy tipping and fantasy football. AFL footy tipping on the Rush Hour. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Perth Now, Mazda, Thirsty Camel and Mix 94.5. With thanks to official partner, Tab Touch.
So the Dockers play at Optus Stadium tomorrow, Janelle.
Okay.
Against the Bombers.
Right.
Big game. Last home game ever for Aaron Sanderlands and Hayden Ballantyne. They're both retiring.
Ah.
Just looking at the tips in the paper, the only person who has tipped Essendon over the Dockers is Steve Butler from the West. So Steve Butler from the West.
Shame.
For not supporting the home team.
Shame.
For not supporting the local team. Aside from that, it's a big weekend because the top four teams are all playing each other. I'm explaining this to you because you're not a footy fan, are you?
No, look, as I've said to you before, Dave, sport is not my first language. When it comes to football, I only base my predictions on if the emblems themselves were in a fight of the football teams, who would win.
Okay, well, let's do that for the top four. Two games are all playing each other. Who would win out of a lion and a cat?
A lion.
That's a big call.
Yeah.
So you're tipping Brisbane over Geelong.
Yes.
Okay, what about a tiger versus an eagle, but like a really big, strong eagle?
How do you know? It might just be a kestrel.
No. It's a wedge-tailed eagle. It's a big one.
Oh, okay. No, tiger.
No, but it can peck out the eyes. Can really get in there with its talons. And it's a weak, kind of past its prime tiger.
I know who you're going for.
Yeah, a lot of people have picked Richmond.
I would also go Bombers over Frio. Sorry.
Sorry. It's controversial. I think we should end there. End the
forever.
Show.
And their relationship.
The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.